It's 7:23 with Collins Mack. It's Lubbock's First News Online. Councilwoman Place 5 and Mayor Pro Tem Lubbock, Texas, Karen Gibson. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Hey, just real quick, just had a couple of questions I wanted to toss at you. Now, as far as re-election campaign, are you going to make an announcement that you are running for re-election? I mean, just curious.
I am presently gearing up, and yes, I will be making the announcement on February the 4th.
So this is the announcement of the announcement.
The announcement of the announcement, yes.
Well, you know, Brian Carr has also said that he is considering running for the position. So do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, it's America. Anybody can run, and that's okay. Yeah.
I guess that's an invitation to go ahead and file. But
and that's fine. If he feels like he wants to run, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we're good. Hey, sure. Karen, here's something that, you know, kind of headlining the news right now about LPNL and the audit. You know, Ashcroft, the law firm that was conducting the audit, you know, has come to the conclusion that ain't nobody done nothing wrong.
Well, their find was that there was no criminal activity and no bid rigging. And that's what we'll go with, and we'll move forward.
All right. Do you have any idea how much this investigation or this look at the process has cost the city of Lubbock, or do we know?
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know what the final.
What are we waiting on? Are we waiting on the attorneys to get their copious notes and, you know, tally their hours?
Yes.
Okay. That makes me feel better. By the way, what is the hourly rate at Ashcroft? Any idea?
You know, that was discussed, but I can't remember exactly what that was. I'm sorry.
Was it too much?
It's an attorney. They're always too much.
Okay. All right.
No offense towards attorneys.
Oh, I get it.
We have attorneys on that board. I say that all the time.
I get it.
We have attorneys on council.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, the firestorm around a San Medina.
Yes.
And, you know, him going on the administrative leave has kind of died down. There are, you know, there are allegations that were made by his daughter-in-law, I guess, in the midst of this divorce-slash-custody battle. And I think it was kind of good that he stepped up and said, hey, it might be best for the city if I just step back here. You know. Right now, he's on paid administrative leave. To date, there still have been no charges filed or anything like that, right?
Correct. That's correct.
All right. And I understand that you were kind of like one of the dissenters, or if not the lone dissenter, relative to paid administrative leave. Just respond to that real quickly, because we're almost out of time.
I just felt like it was a personal issue. It was not an issue that the taxpayers should pay for.
Yeah, I get it. And I don't have a problem with that either. But
yeah.
We'll see how it goes, and this is hopefully just a temporary situation for us. Karen, thanks for joining us this morning. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Bye.